A sunshine boy was plying his trade in New York's Grand Central Station. A silver medal danced at his neck as he slapped his shiny cloth again and again across a man's shoes. "Sonny," said the man curiously, "what's the hardware around your neck?" "It's a medal of the Mother of Jesus," the boy replied. "Why her medal?" said the man. "She's no different from your mother." "Could be," said the boy, "but there's a real big difference between her son and me." The boy's devotion to Mary, the mother of Jesus, invites me to ask, what role does Mary play in my life? How might she play an even bigger role? It's a beautiful day today, and this first day of the year, civil year, that we start with celebrating the solemnity of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because God knows we need a spiritual mother. If Jesus needs a mother, how much more we? That's why we have this feast of the Mother of God to help us start in the right footing in this journey towards heaven. Since we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, on this New Year's Day, may I take this opportunity to wish you all happy and peaceful New Year. I pray that the Lord Jesus and His Mother Mary may enrich your lives during this New Year with an abundance of divine blessings. To this feast of Mary, the Mother of God, is a very appropriate way to begin a new year, reminding us to rely on the powerful intercession of our Heavenly Mother. The Church also observes the World Day of Peace, prayer for peace, on every first day of the year, and invites us to pray especially for lasting peace in the world throughout the new year. And in our chapel, we have also the image there of Our Lady, Queen of Peace. That's why we call our Adoration Chapel, Queen of Peace Chapel. Today's first reading gives us the beautiful divine blessing from the book of Numbers for the new year. And the responsorial psalm begs for that blessing. The second reading, St. Paul reminds the Galatians and us that God's Son has become one of us through Mary, and that it is through Him that we become children of God. Today's gospel describes how the shepherds spread to all the neighbors the good news surrounding the birth of Jesus, which the angel had revealed to them, and how Mary treasured all these things, reflecting them in her heart. The gospel also tells us that on the day of his circumcision, the child Jesus was given the name Jesus that had been chosen by God Himself. We honor Mary primarily because God honored her by choosing her to become the mother of Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, when He took on the human flesh and became man, as stated in the Bible. The angel said to Mary, "You are going to be the mother of a son, and you will call him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." After the angel had appeared to her and told her she was to be a mother of Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary visited Elizabeth. At Mary's greeting, Elizabeth said, "Why should this great thing happen to me, that my Lord's mother come to visit me?" Hence, the Council of Ephesus affirmed in AD 431 that Mary was truly the Mother of God, or Theotokos. In AD 451, the Council of Chalcedon affirmed the divine motherhood of Mary as a dogma, an official doctrine of the Holy Catholic Church. So what shall we take on this feast day today? Let us strive to be pure and holy like our Heavenly Mother. I was reflecting this morning when I saw the mountain white there. They had snow yesterday, but now it's melting very fast. So I think our Lord is like inviting us to be pure like Mary as we start this year. We saw the white snow, symbol of pureness, and so we should try to be pure also. All mothers want their children to inherit or acquire their good qualities. Hence, let us honor Mary, our Heavenly Mother, by practicing her virtues of faith, obedience, purity, and humble service. May Mary Immaculate, the Mother of God and our Mother too, help us all to be like Jesus, humble and always ready to do God's will. Amen.